All right, we are back. Tangy Talks number 13. Good vibes today on this episode. If you're watching us on YouTube, which I know you are, we're casual today.
Very.
We are lucky enough to go somewhere special. Where are we going today, Victor?
Formula One.
Formula One in exciting. Miami.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so year three of Formula One, and we've seen it impact our vacation rentals and hospitality across South Florida. Prices are nuts, but we were lucky enough to be invited as, I guess, influencers. We're influencers now. So.
And I'm hanging out with you. So, but I'm very appreciative of bringing me all along. I'm a big Formula One fan on the Netflix series, which I've told you to watch. Have you been able to?
I watched the first season. I haven't watched them all. But what team are you cheering for?
I like Verstappen. So I like Red Bull. You know, I've watched it from the very beginning.
Red Bull,
right? So he's, you know, they've worked themselves up. You know, Ferrari is like a big competitor and a challenger, and also with Hamilton, I believe that's Mercedes.
Yeah. I'm going for Alpine. I think they're last place.
Okay.
I like cheering on the last place guys. They don't have the money and they're just like trying to make it and hustle.
Well, I'm excited. We're very lucky. I was like looking at the prices for the tickets. I'm like, let me just see, just very curious. And yeah, it was an eyesore.
It's not that like just 3 days. If you wanted a 3-day package, I think they start at like $5,000.
Incredible.
So it's just amazing the amount of money that comes into the city with these kind of events. And you know, let's take some videos. We'll share some videos with you so you all can see it and the vibe. But a lot of hospitality people there. So big restaurants are there, like Casa Tua and Carbone. And one of my clients, Dolce Vita Gelato, has their gelato and beautiful carts around the place. So for all of you that haven't seen it, check it out, F1 Miami. And if you're coming next year, stay with us. Stay with Tangy.com. Make sure to come sit with us. Stay with us. We'll take care of you.
Book in advance. As we were sold out, we were looking yesterday from February. We were all sold out from this weekend. So hopefully we get to host you next year and this exciting event that happens every year and will keep happening. And if my dad is watching, I promise you I'll take you very, very soon. He's a big Formula One fan too. So he's a little jealous that
we're going to grow this company big enough. We have our own box, everybody. We'll take the whole team. But we had a great morning meeting. William, our operations director, and Hilda, director of housekeeping, got it under control for us. So we appreciate all you out there. But some big things happening in the world of short-term rentals. Let's get into it. What do you think? Should we jump in?
Let's do it.
So Airbnb this week has launched their new Icons program. And Icons is really like these one-of-a-kind experiences that they're known for. Like last year, they had the Barbie house that everyone could stay at. And they're always doing like these one-off things. Now they're making this really a part of their program. So in the past, they had like unique experiences that kind of fell apart. Now they're making these places. And just to kind of show you what we have here. And for listeners, if you can't see this, basically what they've got is they've got homes of all kinds, like the house from Up. They have an example of what that looks like. They've got all different places. One where you can hang out with Kevin Hart. Another one will be some of the new movies coming out. So make sure to check this out. Like Ferrari, they have a Ferrari house. Spend a night in the Ferrari Museum since we're going
to
F1.
That's my favorite there.
Right. So they have all different things. Right now they have these set ones and you can do all these things for under $100. That's like their things. They want people to have these amazing experiences for under $100, which I don't know. What do you think? Are they going to be able to do that?
That's what caught my eye. I mean, I guess they're banking on a large amount of people, right? You're probably not going to meet Doja Cat just by yourself or hang out on the Ferrari mansion just by yourself. So it's probably going to be a group of people. So that's what caught my eye. And I want to see, you know, if that takes off. This is pretty cool. This is another notch on Airbnb creating experiences. And it's kind of what we're always repeating on the show, right? That, you know, more and more guests and more people are wanting to have that experience and are looking for that thing that they've never done before. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I like this. Train at the X-Man mansion. You know, the other ones from before, the Barbie house we mentioned, but I didn't know this one. Hang out at Ted Lasso's favorite pub. Stay at Shrek's Swamp. The Home Alone holiday one. I'm sure that's going to sell out every year if they allow you to do that in that house.
Already sold out.
That was from last year in Blockbuster. So a lot of cool things going on there. And so really what you're starting to see more and more, we've talked about this. I talk about it a lot online, is that people don't want as much material stuff anymore. They want the experiences. I see it with my own kids now, which is pretty wild. They're 8 and 6 right now. let's see, when we look back at this in a couple of years, if it stays the same, but they're asking me, instead of doing like getting toys for their birthday and other stuff, they'd rather go to a theme park or go on a trip.
That's so cool.
Especially this summer when the summer vacation's going on, they're like, hey, can we go here? Can we go there? They want to go places, which I love seeing. We have to get a couple more sponsors for this podcast to make sure that we can cover what they want to go do. But it's a lot of fun to see those things happening.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah. What do you think? What kind of poems do you think they should do? Would you want to do? Give me some crazy ones.
Yeah, I thought I had seen one of stay in Freddie Mercury's place. I think that would be pretty cool. I would love to, you know, be able to go to some of these celebrity homes that you've seen, you know, and kind of just like grown up with, and just being able to experience that. So I think that's pretty cool. And I'm sure, you know, maybe if Airbnb hears this, how about as you're booking right off at the end, if they're not doing this already, say, hey, I noticed that you're staying in Miami. Did you see this experience under $100 in Miami? And then right away that, you know, like you could add that to the cart and add that to the experience. So it's kind of like a whole checkout process. So I think that could work. That's something that probably guests would like to see.
Yeah. What I like seeing now is they're starting to put some like big time influencers on here. And artists, and really going into pop culture of what's going on. So they're getting not only views, but you have that experience to go along with it. I mean, if you're listening out here, or if you happen to be watching this online, what would you want to see? What would you want to go stay at? For me, I think a lot of sports stuff would be cool, like stay in the stadiums or the arenas and like get to work out like the Miami Heat for the day. Like that'd be really cool. Hang out in there. So
I think a top one would definitely be host a podcast with Steve Turk.
No,
I think
no. People are not going to pay for that. Under $100, maybe. Go hang out here. But listen, I like seeing all of those things and how creative they're being, because it really makes it fun for people who are traveling.
Right.
But how, like, do you think that this is going to be long term? You think this is going to help Airbnb become like the standout? Because there's so many different channels out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see other places kind of doing this. I know, you know, could obviously book events and concerts and things of that nature, but experiences, you know, I think that they're trying to really find that niche and find it something kind of different from others. I've never really seen like another site or anything like that you could just like book experiences. I know that there's like, you know, photography, like book places to do photography and things of that nature, but specific experiences, unless you're going directly to the source, you know, a place where they offer several options, I think that's pretty unique to Airbnb. We'll probably do a little search to see if there's something out there like that.
Yeah, I don't see it too many places. I know there's like one-off sites, but Airbnb really has it dialed in with like all the icons, especially when you're on the website. Like I know we use our phones for a lot of stuff, but when you go on the website, they have all these little things I'm looking at, a lot of little icons of all different kind of places, not just like, oh, beach or city. It's like stay in an alien house, stay in a treehouse, stay on a farm, stay underground. Like they have a lot of cool things now that you can search for. What I was watching on the news, I didn't realize is that for listeners out there, if you don't know who Sam Altman is, he's the founder of ChatGPT. Brian Chesky and him are like very good friends and they're advising each other on a lot of stuff. So I'm starting to think that we'll see a lot of AI stuff happening soon because Airbnb bought a big AI company and hasn't really used it yet. And I think it's going to turn more into like a social media channel because now more and more you're seeing people share images and now they're going to have video. So I think you're going to see like maybe people like us. Hey, we traveled here. Here's the F1 experience. Here's where you can stay. Here's what you can do. But what do you think? How do you see AI maybe getting involved?
I mean, as you're talking, I'm like thinking of joining groups together, you know, like two parties with similar families that are staying in similar areas, you know, maybe saying, hey, there's a family that, you know, is open to meeting new people. If you want to join, they're going to this this event. Things of that nature I could see probably happening.
Yep.
You know, I'm trying to think with AI how it can get involved. I know.
I think like, hey, I want to go to like a mountain town and experience these kind of things. And maybe I'll
put it together and make the whole trip for you. So that's probably one of the unique ways that AI can be used.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about also AI as far as like the communication tools and things of that nature. So, you know, I know that they're probably gonna use AI to kind of ease guest use. And I heard this saying one time in a conference, and it was basically Airbnb did an event vacation rental. They just made it easy. They just made it user friendly. So they didn't revolutionize, you know, the way that we're traveling. They just revolutionized the way that we book the travel. So pretty unique to them. And that's another notch on their belt.
Yeah, because for me, even things like it's just hard to book other sites.
Yeah,
like, we've tried other sites, and you know we'll get into this now, maybe in the next topic here. But they just like make it easy, make it fun. I think they're continuing to do it, and they're starting to really spread the gap on a lot of people. Right. And we can talk about that maybe like when we get down to our third one, because there's a couple of headlines that look. Number one thing is getting your home booked. Right. If you're on the owner's side, is get that home booked, and Airbnb is creating these unique ways to do it. So listen, more and more, you really have to work on the product that you have and put out there, because if they're putting up the Barbie house and the X-Men house and all these cool things and your house is not that,
exactly,
it's going to be tough. Exactly. So I think we got to show our owners this, and oh, potential owners, like you really have to step up your game now. If you want to be considered at the top.
Exactly. Yeah, man. And I get that question a lot from, you know, leads and future investors, and I get that question of like, you know, what should I be looking at, what should if I want to do this professionally and I want to, you know, have a return immediately, you know, what I'm saying now is the experience. You know, we see it time and time again, and we've talked about this on the show, the properties that produce the best for us right now are the ones with homes, the ones that are set up for guest experience, with the pool tables, with the, you know, the putt-putt, with the cornhole. And those are the properties that continue to be profitable for owners.
Yep.
So just think about that. And if you're thinking of getting into, you know, the vacation rental world, you know, listen to that advice and think of what, you know, something different that you could do for your guests, to really stand yourself out from the competition.
Yep. I think that's a great advice, because we have some homes now, like, man, if they would just invest a little bit in their backyard, they would be like, kill it, but we can't convince them, you know, sometimes. Right. It's not our money. We'll advise as strong as we can to the property owners. And there's certain things you have to have to work with us. Maybe we start saying you have to have something in the backyard.
100%.
To entertain people.
What I've done in the past is I've sat down with the owners as I'm trying to help them, you know, kind of advise them on what to do to improve the value of their home. And I will basically show them another property that we manage. And we say, hey, look, these are the numbers. These are the photos of the property. This is what this owner did and what we helped them accomplish in their property, and you could see the numbers. We, you know, we're very transparent in that sense, and show them what it can do compared to their property. So that usually opens their eyes when people can see the numbers and see the value in what they're adding. So that might be another little tip if you're facing the same challenges as us.
Yep, that's great tips. Now, next topic here is Guesty acquires Rentals United. So let's break this down for people who don't know what's going on here. When you have a property management company or you have your own vacation rental, usually if you have more than one, you want to be able to connect everything and make it easier. You have a property management system. That's what you hear people say, PMS. And so Guesty, to me, has been the premier PMS for this world since we started using them back in 2016. I think they found it up in 2015. So we're like one of the first people ever using it. And man, they've become a $1 billion company.
Incredible.
We used to talk to the owners, and now they are billionaires, is going to be. So congratulations to those guys. But they keep making the product better. And what they're doing is what we just kind of talked about, is they bought a company called Rentals United. And Rentals United is a channel manager. And so think of a channel is like Airbnb is a channel. They're trying not to be. They're trying to become something else. But they're a channel. VRBO, HomeAway, any place you book a home is a channel. And so Rentals United is a channel manager, so you can put your home onto this and have it split out to a bunch of places and control it all from one place. Right. Right. So now, Guesty has acquired this.
Smartly so.
And it's going to make it easier for property managers to put their homes out on all of these platforms, because now it's all about getting as many views as possible. So we've been working hard on this. What do you think about this story?
I remember, I mean, you just mentioned that we were used to, very beginning of Guesty, we used to have meetings with the owners and communicate with them directly. And I remember, I don't know if you remember this, that to get onto several booking channels, you would have to open up a Rentals United account first. And before you even connect the properties, you would need to get this account. So It only makes sense that now they're together. So you're skipping a step using their platform and their, you know, their software to be able to do this quicker and more efficiently. So it's pretty cool to see. And I think that's like their fifth. I was reading the article before getting here. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the fifth company fifth channel manager that they purchased, Guesty. So, wow, Guesty's on the rise here.
It's exciting because they raised $130 million. And we were all like, all right, who are they going to buy with this $130 million? Not that it all went to them, but they bought the team. And really, they've got 80 employees over there right now at Rentals United. Hopefully they keep everybody. I hate to see people get laid off. But they keep that team. They're going to be able to put us on 60 more sites. Right now we have a good chunk. We won't tell you all of the sites that we're on because we have some secret sauce in there. But look, it's all about getting more eyes on your properties. But look, we see it too. Airbnb right. is still the number one driver. I'd say, you know, our business is like 65-70% Airbnb right now. But there's some cool sites that are out there. What are some sites that you've seen that we like so far?
Yeah, so I've been keeping my eye on, I think we've talked about this in the podcast also. So I've been keeping my eye on Holidoo. As a channel manager, I've been keeping my eye also on, I'm drawing a blank, but it's the one that with the top tier homes.
Wimstay.
So those are the ones that have been catching my eyes. We just partnered with Hopper. So we're now on Hopper with all of our properties.
And they're driving bookings. So thank you, Hopper.
Exactly. So yeah, we got like our first couple of bookings not too long ago. So we're excited that, you know, they keep rolling them on, and we want to, you know, continue to enhance our channels and keeping the eyes on our properties for better occupancy, for more clicks, and hopefully turns and translates into revenue for our owners and for the company as well. So I like this question, you know, that I'm seeing here. You know, how does this acquisition position Guesty against major industry players, which we know that there's
I think a few, right? Coming from hotel world, it hasn't been easy to put out your room out onto distribution channels.
Right.
And so I think with this, it's going to really separate them big time, because I think HostAway is probably the closest right now. Mm-hmm. You have Journey and a couple others out there that are really trying to catch up, but Guesty has raised so much money
right.
that they're way ahead. But if they can figure this out to where we don't have to set up separate agreements with every single channel and just make it very easy where we take one home and all of a sudden it can be on 180 sites without us having to make 180 contracts.
Incredible.
That would be the big win. Like, because I think we still have to have separate agreements with every single channel and vet them. But it's hard. Like right now, we're trying to get approved by Google, because now Google is promoting vacation rentals,
Marriott
Homes and Villas, which I think my gut feeling says they might go away and they have their own soon.
Yeah.
But Marriott Homes and Villas has it. There's a bunch of different channels out there, and some that only operate in Europe, and you can't have anything on there if you're not Europe-based or Asia-based. So there's so many different channels. You want to make sure that your home is on as many as possible, because just to be on one right now,
right,
you leave a lot of money on the table.
Right. And we talk about on this channel, you know, boutique hotels a lot on the channel. And how incredible would it be that there can be at a point where a boutique hotel can have their direct booking website linked to, you know, the property management software, which is Guesty. And then also have their property on all of these other booking channels. So they're driving traffic from their direct booking, which I'm sure they're adding, you know, a lot of these boutique hotels add a lot of, you know, marketing money into their Google ads and all of that to increase direct booking, link that, and then as well as all these other booking channels. So I think that's where both worlds can mesh very well, and where I could see the future of Guesty basically making it easy for boutique hotels to get into the short-term rental world. So
yeah, it's good. Like, we're up fully into that area, and so we see it. Like, they have the tools to do apart hotels and glamping and all these kind of like similar units. Guesty right. allows you to really control that.
Right.
And our team loves it. Right. We've been growing with it. Our team, we've been approached many times to change. So maybe we'll send this over to Guesty. Amir, I'll send this over to you. You can quote us and use it for you.
I love it.
I love seeing you guys continue to improve and make things better for us. And
yeah,
we're big fans.
One of my favorite things from Guesty, we have a great account manager, Austin. Shout out to him. Every month I look forward to sitting down with him, where he takes us through a roadmap of everything that kind of Guesty has going along. So it's really, you know, very impressive to me, and the fact that they're sharing with their accounts basically where their head is at, what they're trying to accomplish, where they're going. And that's where, you know, it sparks a conversation between us, as a lot of you that are business owners watching, that can basically start you know, forecasting and basically predicting what, you know, you want to do with your company based on what Guesty is going to have available to you. So that's something I look forward to, and we love the ability to have an account manager that helps us with that. So it's a great thing.
Great shout outs. And for us, really, there's a couple more things I would like to see them buy, because it makes our life easier. We still have to use some tools that are not fully connected. And under their umbrella, you can put them together, but I think they're getting there more and more. And I'm sure that's on their roadmap to get more and more tools that are great.
100%.
Well, we've talked about Airbnb doing their thing. We're now talking about Guesty connecting to a bunch of channels. And now one of the news that kind of came out just this morning. So you'll hear this a little later on. But this morning, Expedia is facing challenges. They didn't have a great performance last quarter because of VRBO. And VRBO is their home rental booking channel, one of them. And it's not performing well. It used to be like the go-to competing head-to-head with Airbnb. And I'm curious, if you're watching this and listening, do you use VRBO? Do you use Airbnb? What do you use to book a home? I've used both, and now I have a new favorite, which is Airbnb. And so I think that might explain why they're having some challenges. But maybe you can tell viewers and listeners, how much do we really rely on VRBO?
Yeah, so we're seeing it now firsthand that, booking.com is starting to, to lead through our bookings as a whole. So we're seeing, Vrbo kind of, steady its pace and booking.com really taking over. So, and I've spoken with other management companies and they're seeing this as well too. So Expedia, we had them as a booking channel and we started off with them. I know we've had this conversation. I tell you all the time, I don't love we don't love being the first ones to try out a new booking channel. It always makes me feel like, when you're buying a new car that has all the bugs and all the issues. So you wait a couple of, months so they could, get it all fixed up and then we'll bring them on. But it was not, at the beginning was not a big booking, booking channel for us as far as, the revenue. So we were kind of like on the fence with Expedia. Vrbo, we're still using it heavily. But, we see Airbnb, booking.com is starting to pace the way. We're going to see now with Hopper and with other booking channels also that work.
Yeah, it's interesting. Airbnb, number one by far, like 70% coming through there, and then booking, and then it kind of falls off from there. So they do have some work. And, I think if I was to fix the app a little bit, is really look at what Airbnb is doing, highlight the unique things, because their whole thing was that they highlighted, Airbnb is a shared room, and you have a whole house here.
I saw the commercial.
VRBO. And then very quickly, Airbnb's commercials were, don't stay in a hotel room, which is one room. You can stay in a house.
Right.
And so now they're pushing that. And now they're pushing unique homes instead of really the shared experience like they had for many, many years.
Right.
Which they pivot to in big cities, right? Like I said, like the rent's too high and people are paying their mortgage by sharing rooms, which I think is the case. But really, I think I don't have the exact stats, but I remember seeing somewhere it's like over 50% are professional companies and the other 50 is... they rent their place out every once in a while. And so, I'm going to throw another topic in here because we've talked about this a little bit. I just saw it this morning come out that over 50% of the projects going on in South Florida are short-term rentals. So all these cranes that are going up.
Incredible.
And just outside our studio office here, we're right in the heart of downtown Miami. You see, I think I counted like 27 cranes.
Incredible. Yeah.
Booming. And so... what do you think when you see that? What is your gut reaction?
It's crazy. I mean, I wasn't around, in the 80s or 90s when I know that Miami kind of was looked like it does now. So, it's different times. So I know
that was a cocaine cowboys taking
cocaine cowboy era,
building up all the buildings with the
right. Money. Right. So I know now it's investors, it's foreign investors, a lot more, capital coming in into it. But we were talking about it not too long ago that, somebody that we've worked with in the past is now creating 11. They partnered with a very popular nightclub here in Miami and are going to have two towers, I believe is 44 units each. And we saw a video of them, kind of showing the units, and they're very, very luxury, very, beautiful, really looking to market, I believe, to like that business traveler, that person that really has that great, great taste.
And I know you love going down to the strip clubs down below.
And that too,
I don't know. Not a strip club, right? I guess it is. It's more of a cabaret, nightclub. Yeah. Look, 11's got a good brand. They're smart. Good brand, good location, connected to the property, and it looks really good inside. So I like those kind of places. Where I'm a little bit nervous is when you start getting into the middle of the city and a little outside, you got to look. It's all about location. Right. And it's what it really comes down to. We've talked about this a lot. If you don't have the right location, you're going to struggle. And they're putting some buildings in places and promising all these results. And I think there's going to be a lot of people in pain. I think that there's not enough tourists yet. I mean, the cruise ships are getting bigger. We're getting more and more flights coming in, more and more people living in Miami. I just don't see how we're going to fill 8,500 short-term rental units. Incredible. Now they're adding even more. I just saw three more projects come on that are short-term rental friendly, which means you don't have a long-term person there, because a long-term person doesn't want to live in a short-term rental friendly building most of the time. I'm going to say everybody.
Yeah.
So just be aware. Know the building. If you have questions, especially if it's South Florida, you can email us, call us. We're happy to just give you our thoughts on it or send you an assessment, an analysis on it, because I'm nervous. I think a lot of people are going to get burned because I start seeing some people that are already putting money into places.
It's the prices. The prices are just so high. And you know, speaking of from experience, I think what they will see is probably, you know, guests coming in for extended stays. You know, that's what we see on our smaller units. You know, business travelers, people who are coming here, you know, relocating and things of that nature. So they'll probably see that a lot, but they're not frequent. You know, it's not very frequent. So hopefully that they're marketing and they could target a specific audience to those specific rental properties. But the other ones that are in, you know, not such great location, they might have a challenge, because I've seen those prices, starting prices for studios. It's incredible.
You'd be charging $800 to $900 a night when you can stay down the street at the Intercontinental or the East Hotel or the Epic Hotel or the JW Marriott Hotel or the, you know, W Hotel or Four Seasons. Like, there's so many hotels that have studios that are studios, right?
Right.
So just be aware. Don't buy a studio or one bedroom. And that's what they're selling, a studio, one bedroom, two bedrooms. Get those two bedrooms if you're really looking to make an investment, but then you're going to pay $2 million and then you can't really cover that.
It's crazy.
So it really is going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm hoping for the best. I don't want to be like a negative naysayer like some of these guys on social media that I like watching. I just want you guys to be safe, because it doesn't make sense to me yet, because we know both sides and hotels are starting to slow down a little bit. Just be smart. Be smart.
Yeah, time will tell. Now compare $800 studio, $800,000 studio, a starting point, versus my little 3-2 house that I live comfortably in and that we love so much.
I thought it was you had the mansion on in the Grove. No,
not yet. Not that one. That one's in the vicinity.
It's on the vision board.
It's incredible. I mean, just the mortgage, you know, that we pay for a home with a backyard, with land, you know, with space, versus a studio and a building, you know, hence I know there's, you know, great amenities offered. And we always talk about this also because, you know, I know that you're not fond of living in a home from all the costs that can
been condo life for so long with my family
can get produced. So I get that point. You know, I know if something breaks, it's on us, and it's a high bill, versus if it's a, you know, if you're in a condo or in a short term rental like that, you know, the building itself, the association can help. So I'm with, you know, both. And I get it.
I just look at more as investment. If you're not going to live there and you think you're going to cover your mortgage with short term rents, it's going to be painful, I think, for especially the first couple of years, so those buildings really transition to more long term. I think that's what's going to happen, really, is that people need homes. People are going to move in more long term. The short term stays will get angled out.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Like I said, time will tell.
Time will tell. And the way that I see it is, you know, if you can short term rental and make a profit, and then you could also flip that unit and make it into a long term rental, and you have, you know, you're able to do both of them, that's a good investment in my eyes. Because if you could flex from the two and still get, you know, good occupancy doing both, you're not putting your eggs all in one basket. You're being able to be flexible. And then you could also, you know, go with the trends, because we've seen it. Hospitality has its ups and has its down. When it has its up, you know, everybody wants to, you know, 2021. I'm sure everybody here is familiar with that. 2021, everybody wanted to dive into the short-term rentals because everything, you know, market was so high. So if you could have that flexibility, I think that's a good investment.
I like it. I think that's a good place to end today. Man, flew by again. And if you're listening today, if there was anything of value and you think it would help one of your friends or family members, make sure to take the time and just send over this podcast episode to them. It would mean a lot to have some new listeners listening to us. We love sharing our knowledge and some of the behind the scenes. And if you haven't yet, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and review on your favorite streaming platform. And if you're watching here on YouTube, click that subscribe button right there, and we'd love to have you join. So until next time, everybody, we'll see you. Have a great week.